Senior Bowl is officially underway from Mobile, Alabama. John Congemi is our man on the scene. He joins us on the Metro PCS Hotline. Day one of practices in the books. John, once you guys finally made it to Mobile, what stood out to you today?
Well, I think the players, Jesse, that got all the recognition as seniors at their respective schools, those guys really stood out. Guys like Jared Abadaris, the wide receiver from Wisconsin, Chris Borland, the linebacker from Wisconsin. On the other side of the football, you'd have to go with Aaron Donald. Although he's a small guy, he dominated in the one-on-one at defensive tackle, no matter really who he went up against. He was one of those guys that really stood out. And then for the South, although we didn't get to watch them a whole lot, Brent Urban, the defensive end from Virginia, is really a man among boys with his size. And a tight end, C.J. Fedorowicz from Iowa, just has the size and the athleticism. Guys that you've heard of from around the country, Mike Campanaro, the slot receiver from Wake Forest, really was one of those guys that stood out. Maybe a surprise guy in the offensive line, Brandon Thomas from Clemson. They have him playing left tackle, but he's probably projected maybe on the inside at a guard because he's so quick and he's so fast and he gets on you and he's one of those guys that are relentless that you like to see have a good practice and a good start to his Senior Bowl, and hopefully that'll progress throughout the week.
John, one-on-ones, like you talked about, is one of those situations where the scouts really get involved. They try to see the small little details that these guys are able to implement when they're going against different guys that they're not familiar with. But, you know, one of the topics that we had in our chat's choice today was the safety position. You know, having an opportunity to be able to watch those guys, their movement, ball making skills, because we didn't really have that playmaking safety, hard hitting guy to really solidify the secondary, you know, that I thought that we really needed to help. So what did you see from that standpoint, and will you be looking at that a little bit more throughout the course of the week?
Well, you're right, Sam. I'm going to be looking at that a little bit more as the week progresses. Want to see some guys that can catch the football in the secondary, especially at the safety spot. You know, Stanley Jean Batiste from Nebraska today, I thought had a really nice day. Did a good job of moving his feet from the safety spot. Dez Southward from Wisconsin had a nice day, had an interception today from the safety spot. So there's little things that are probably going to be better in day two and day three and day four. Today, it looked like the receivers obviously had an advantage because, you know, they knew where they were going, and it was the first day out, so there was a little bit more separation. I thought the quarterbacks, though, to be honest with you, they suffered today. They struggled today, and it didn't really bode well for the connections down the field. But like I said, Abadaris from Wisconsin I thought was phenomenal. Campanaro from Wake Forest was phenomenal. And then you get some guys like Marquestin Huff from Wyoming, a guy you really don't know about. He played well at the corner. And Josh Huff, a wide receiver from Oregon, he's fast. That's all I can say. The guy can pick him up and put him down. He showed some electricity on the outside.
John, I know we spoke earlier, and you basically said that the offensive, defensive line guys got after it. And when you look at this Miami Dolphin team, I think that's where this team suffered a little bit with the inconsistency on the offensive line. Give us a little insight about what guys stood out to you today on the offensive line. But also, we may potentially be losing a guy or maybe two guys on the defensive line. So give us an idea of who stood out. I know you talked about your guy from Pitt and another guy from LSU. But give us a couple names that we should watch out for on both sides of the ball.
I thought Zach Martin from Notre Dame had a good day at offensive tackle, Troy. I really thought that. You know, he's 6'4", 210 or 310 pounds. He's a guy that moved around pretty well. That would probably be the one guy. Cecil Richardson, an offensive guard from Baylor, highly talked about. But he had to go against Aaron Donald, it seemed like, every time. So maybe he didn't have the best of days, but he held his own. He competed. So that's something you really like to see. And then on the defensive side, I thought Brent Urban, he's a guy I'm going to really watch for at the defensive end spot. Maybe I'm going to look more tomorrow at the defensive tackles, more the interior guys. There was a couple guys I thought that stood out. Rashid Hagman from Minnesota I thought had a pretty good day today. So there's a couple guys that I really want to take particular interest in. Daquan Jones from Penn State had a nice day today. So I thought it was pretty even, offensive and defensive line today. But as the week progresses, and you know, Troy, those guys will get to know each other a little bit more. It might get a little bit more feisty in day two and day three.
Yeah, good stuff. John Kajemi is at the Senior Bowl. I mentioned Zach Martin from Notre Dame. If you start looking at some of the very early mock drafts, that's a name you'll see a couple of times around the web for the Dolphins at number 19. John will be back with us tomorrow. He'll also be bringing us interviews with a bunch of these players over the course of the next several days, so be sure to be all over the show and Dolphins.com. John, enjoy your night in Mobile. What do we got on tap for dinner tonight?
Well, hopefully something on tap I'll be next to, Jesse, in a few hours. We're going to go take a listen and a look at some of the guys. They have a dinner tonight, so hopefully we'll grab some interviews and then grab some small talk after that.
Very nice. Have fun.
Thanks, Jess.
Appreciate it. John Kajemi from Mobile, Alabama.